Driving down a two-lane highway, I don't want Roberta in a car heading toward me in the opposite direction. Doesn't sound like, doesn't feel like luck
that
to me, Jennifer.
That would be bad.
Yeah, right.
No, no matter who it is, that would be bad.
Well, it's a, those roads kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. You're traveling across Ohio like I do frequently on Route 224 is a good example. The trucks are just blasting down the road. And although they have the right to be there, and it just is an uncomfortable feeling that you get. I don't know why that is. It just is.
Yeah, when you feel like you're going to be pushed off the road by a truck, that's weird.
Yeah. But, it's, you know, it's not going to happen in 999 jillion million cases. It just, it's that, it's you. We have this fear factor that develops in us around all kinds of things that are experiential. And one of the things we talk often with Jay Kumar about is that, and what it is that motivates you into that zone. Jay is not here today, but I found somebody who is cut out of his cloth, if you will, a gentleman who has a lot of the same values. Donald Vandermark is here. He's the author of The Good Among the Great, 19 Traits of the Most Admirable, Creative, and Joyous People. Why wouldn't we want to share that? Donald is here to share it. You can purchase the book at Amazon.com. It's also available if you have a Kindle, which is kind of a cool thing. Mr. Vandermark has been a television reporter, an anchorman. He's a well-known public speaker. So how did you come, Donald, to these traits? Did you find them in, like, sort of manna from above? All of a sudden, 19 things came to you? Or have you developed these over the years?
I wish I could say that I have. I witnessed them among the best people that I was interviewing, among business leaders, financial titans, and then really among entrepreneurs. When I got to California and I was out here doing some reporting for Nightly Business Report, and I did a couple of PBS series, one called Great Entrepreneurs, as a class, they are an interesting bunch because they're not just interested in money. They are interested in inventing. They're creative types, and they tend to be mavericks, sort of cutting against the grain. And often they're a little quirky or eccentric. And after a while, I found that every once in a while, one of these characters, whatever field they were from, were really wonderful people. And it always sort of struck me that the good guy or the good woman could finish first. And so I started paying attention to these people in particular. And it wasn't hard because really marvelous people, whether they're titans or just the person next door, they tend to be more open. So they discuss more their philosophy of life and their backgrounds and what matters in their hearts, not just their wallets or their minds. And so I was keeping a list of personality traits. I had about 15 or 16 of them. But to be honest with you, then I was reading Abraham Maslow, the great 20th century psychologist, the father of positive psychology. And he had a list of 19 buried in one of his last books. And I thought, heck, there is a book here.
And so...
so I wrote the book, and I just populated it with my favorite characters over 20-plus years of interviewing people like Senator Bill Bradley. You know, when I started asking Bill Bradley about how to live your life, he instantly said, well, I've always felt that the externals of your life ought to reflect the internals. Hmm. That sort of put me back on my heel. Hmm. And then he went on to say, you know, I've learned that feeling is as important as thinking. And this from a hard-nosed politician.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling, meaning your intuition, meaning your emotions. And characters like that, Andy Grove, co-founder of Intel, the huge semiconductor giant. He is a tough guy, some would say mercurial. He certainly wasn't happy the day that I interviewed him. You could tell he was busy and he was wondering why he was doing this interview, etc. Within 20 minutes, he was telling me about escaping the Nazis as an 8-year-old with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then escaping the Red Army as a 20-year-old and how he makes decisions and why so often people are aware of the risk of action but not aware of the risk of inaction. You know, all sorts of really marvelous philosophical nuggets that we need to know. And so I thought there's a book here, and there's many, many wonderful characters that we know are wonderful, but we're not quite sure why.
Let's talk about the risk of action versus the risk of inaction. There's a statistic this week suggesting about half of this country's population is on some sort of government assistance program. And I think that many of us have the feeling that this is one of the reasons we don't have the number of good jobs around, because the government has fostered a system which leads to people thinking it's easier for them to do nothing and get something than it is to do something and get something. And that's when it just sort of jumped out at me, action versus inaction, and how that's counter to what you're suggesting. As we look at the traits of these most important, not most important, but most successful people, creative people, people who are happy, if you don't do anything, how are you happy?
Well, you're not. And,
no.
And the foundation trait to all of these is what I call being autonomous or profoundly independent. So, really marvelous characters, whether they're just, you know, the grandmother next door, a school teacher, or a business titan, is that they have self-directed lives.
Yeah.
So they're the opposite of what you're talking about. They're not really relying on anyone but themselves. So let me give you an example. Maslow would say that these characters, first and foremost, are deeply self-accepting. So we get right back to the heart of it. Who are these people? He would say they're very good animals. They're good lovers and good sleepers and good eaters and good competitors. They're all right down to the animal basis. I live on the side of a mountain in Sonoma. I'm surrounded by wild animals. In fact, in May, I was outside looking at trees, and there was a scream. I went around the corner of my cabin, and there was a mountain lion the size of a St. Bernard taking a deer down.
Mm.
But I watched these wild animals, and in the wild, where we're from, the world is lean and competitive, and animals rely on themselves. They're aware of risk at all time. And I think what you're getting at is that sometimes in our efforts to help people, in our efforts to do good things, you know, which in and of itself is a wonderful thing, we often do harm. We set up systems that cradle people. And, of course, listen, we've done it on a corporate basis. We cradle banks. We cradle whole industries.
Yeah.
So it's a good instinct, but it runs
well,
amok.
I think that it had maybe roots in goodness, but it has become co-opted and corrupted through people realizing that they can get something for nothing, whether it's a big company, the farm bill, and all the money that goes to big ag for not doing anything or doing what they ought to be able to do without the government helping them out, this sort of thing, to the smallest person, individual, who is realizing that it is, I don't want to do this kind of work, it's dirty or whatever, so I'll not work and I'll get something for not working. And to equate that to what you just said about people and their happiness, this is a country of unhappy people at the moment, and it's not been that way. America has not been a country that had a lot of ne'er-do-wells and were not happy. So I'm wondering if people can somehow or other make the connection between the two. Donald?
Well, I think they are on the political level, and we can discuss economics and political economics. I covered Washington for 11 years. But I, you know what, all of the doom and gloom right now, Doug, to a certain extent, I don't buy it.
Mm.
And I'll tell you something. When I was a reporter in Washington and covering Wall Street and then covering California entrepreneurs and all the rest of it, Americans, or human beings, let's put it that way, are a marvelously inventive, industrious bunch. They really are. Every day, 100 million people in this country or more get up, put on their socks, wash their faces, get in their automobiles, or get on the subway, and they go to work, and they're trying to make something of themselves, for their families, for their communities, whatever they're doing. And I just think that we are too much in debt.
I don't disagree with you. I think the basic core of our being instinctively is to create. I just think that there are things that have gotten in the way that have happened in a temporal sense that make it easier. There's a disconnect between what our grandfathers and grandmothers did
yeah.
and what we do, or and their grandmothers and fathers and where they all were. So I think that may be it. I don't think it's hopeless. It just is frustrating to the point of maddening when you see all of this stuff. I want to create. I want to be able to do. I have two businesses and I want to push them, and I'm being interfered with in a nonsensical way, and that's what sort of is the trouble here. Let's continue. This is a good conversation, Donald. I have a couple of we got to do a few things here, and I hope that you'll be able to stay with us for the balance of the hour to talk about this. This is a good way, once again, to have your mind reflect upon what maybe is there that you haven't seen. Donald Vandermark, the author of The Good Among the Great, 19 Traits of the Most Admirable, Creative, and Joyous People. If you want to be happy, what's the old song? If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Right. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. I'm sure Donald is impressed with that. We continue. Stand by. The Doug Staffin Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Isn't that interesting when you're taking stuff like this apart? The most admirable, creative, and joyous people. Isn't that what we all want for ourselves? You get right down to the nitty-gritty. Why would you want to live a life that didn't have all of that in it?
Up
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Charlotte and I will share usually a different fruit-flavored ice cream cone every day. I eat most of the ice cream and she eats the cone. She loves it. She'll lick the ice cream off of it and then she chomps. She waits until I give her the whole thing.
Okay, so you actually swap spit with your dog, right?
Well, you know, she gets it after I do.
You cone. Don't give her a sneaky lick?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, once in a while. Puppy love.
Having fun with Doug Stepin's Good Day.
My boy, Lollipop, you made my heart go giddy up. You are a sweet as can be. You're my sugar dandy. Welcome, my boy, Lollipop. Never, never leave me.
The Dougie favorite, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm trying to get every last good moment out of Millie Small, whose birthday is today. The song My Boy Lollipop. Her real name is Millie Small Smith, by the way. How'd you like that as a last name? Small Smith.
Small
My
Smith.
Boy Lollipop. She was the blue beat girl in Jamaica. That's where she comes from. Born in Jamaica on this date, 1946. Therefore, she is 65. Happy birthday to her. But Desiah Fred Graham, who was a CBS court reporter for a long, 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 long time, migrated to Court TV, born this date, 1931. So happy birthday to him on his 80th birthday. I think he's still on television, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken. Britt Eklund, the actress, the night they raided Minsky's was her first really big role, but she was in The Man with a Golden Gun, a James Bond movie. She's endowed. That's, I think,
ooh,
how a lot of...
That's why you know her.
Well, I remember her.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to be so base. Why do you have to be so base about it, Jennifer?
Let's well, get to, you know.
Timothy McCleary, guitarist for the Commodores. It's a pretty good song after the last story. Brick. It should be, her name should be Brick Eklund, not Britt Eklund.
Right.
out of athletes born in the state. Gene Kleins, the baseball player, and Gary Gentry, also a pitcher for the Mets and played for the Braves. Birthdays today. Born in the state, 1946, 65 years of age. Let's get Kevin Cronin as a singer for REO Speedway in the Focus. 60 years old today. Keep on loving you, take it on the run, can't fight this feeling, among the songs they're best known for. Got anybody else here? I think we can move on. Here's David Hidalgo from Los Lobos.
Yay.
Yay, why do you say yay?
Because I like this song.
Remember Oil Can Boyd, who was a pitcher for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
His birthday is today, Michael.
Why did they call him Oil Can?
I don't really know the answer to that question. Do you?
I forgot.
Dennis Boyd is his real name. They call him the Oil Can. I don't know why that was. That's a good question. Anybody knows the answer? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, we move on to Hidalgo is 57. Did I say that? From Los Lobos. Matthew Stewart is 47 today. Matthew Sweet, him too. Both of these guys are 47 today. This song is his. You know, one of those kind of nondescript pop songs. Jacqueline Obrador was Detective Rita Ortiz on New York NYPD Blue. I thought she was very attractive. I don't know what's happened to her.
Was she endowed too, Dougie?
With good acting skills. 45 she is today. Matt Vogel, who is Big Bird on Sesame Street, 41 today.
Oh,
very sweet.
Big Bird.
Yes.
When you read about melting icebergs, does that bother you? What about a picture of a polar bear clinging to a tiny lump of ice? I know that upsets me a lot more. Now scientists in Great Britain have decided to use pictures to get people emotionally invested in climate change and the positive things we can do to make things better. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's called the 2020 Vision Project, and over the next year, teams of scientists and videographers will be documenting several ongoing environmental restoration projects. One spot they've chosen is the Caledonian Pine Forest in the Scottish Highlands. Over the years, as sheep and deer have munched on the forest's understory, pine growth has diminished. But now these destructive animals have been banned or culled, and the forest is rejuvenating again, and its rebirth is being captured on videotape. The filmmakers are also documenting the Moors for the Future project, a huge reseeding effort that's restoring this wild area's ground cover. This blanket of spongy plants prevents flooding. The 2020 project will document many changing areas, even one in the ocean where a trawler is changing the way it fishes to protect the seabed. See photos on the group's website at 2020v.org. There are even young trainees involved, so the next generation will also be invested in environmental cleanup. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 50.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't woman...
On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Just Usins. Ewins and Usins, Jennifer. It's Ewins and
that's
Usins.
That's Weins together.
Joining the Weins, Donald Vandermark. We're having a conversation with him. He's penned a book called The Good Among the Great, 19 Traits of the Most Admirable, Creative, and Joyous People. Does one of the traits include Donald being a good decision maker?
No, decision-making, being a good decision-maker, is a result of many of the traits.
Ah.
Yeah, and maybe the most important, though, for being a good decision-maker is trait number 8, which is being profoundly realistic. The most
okay, what does that mean?
Well, yeah, I'm not. That's, I'm out.
I just got dropped
from the list.
Well, you know, the book is interesting because these marvelous people, you get to measure yourself against their personalities. And so, you know, these 19 traits, most of them have most of the traits most of the time. No one's perfect. We don't have them all the time, even the best people. But being profoundly realistic means that you are aware that reality is a slippery thing. One of the most interesting ironies of interviewing really, really capable people, really, really marvelous people, is that they get it, that their perceptions aren't always accurate. The rest of us wander around our lives, stumble around, really, thinking that the way we see things, the way we discern decisions, the way we size up other people is correct. And, of course, it's not most of the time. That's why we make so many mistakes. Really marvelous people are constantly cleaning their mental windshields, if you will. They go to their favorite people and seek guidance and feedback on the way they're thinking. There's a number of ways that they keep themselves honest, that they see the world more clearly. And the book enunciates and has these great characters telling you. For instance, we talked about Andy Grove earlier. He worked out of a cubicle inside Intel. He would put himself in the stream of ideas and criticism and debate within the company because he said you constantly need to make yourself available to those who need to reach you, those who want to reach you. And so many of us, we ignore the people who bring us bad news or who bring us criticism or alternative ideas. You know what? The really smartest people don't. They're constantly swimming in that.
Swimming in ideas.
Swimming in ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Swimming even in criticism, in alternative ways of thinking. You know, really marvelous leaders almost always have people in their top echelons who think differently than they do. Who actually disagree with a lot of the ways that they are going about their jobs and business because they want to hear these alternatives.
Right, and the good leaders do that. Now, I wonder how you're perceived. Let me open the personal door here just a crack because I think...
Throw it open, Doug.
a little sometimes goes a long way.
Don't ask for that.
Donald, yeah, right. I'm not necessarily a subscriber to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but I find, and this is my work to be done, that I've my perception of me and other people's perception of me are not the same. I think I'm very open. I think I'm really interested in challenging people. I don't make decisions... without the brain trust. I like brainwashing. That's probably a Freudian slip. I like the idea of getting people around and sort of have a brain. What's the word I'm looking for? I just lost it. Getting people around the table and getting into their minds.
Brainstorm. Yeah.
Thank you. Where'd I go with that? Mm-hmm. And so, but that's my perception of me. People will tell you. And some of them are close to me that I don't do what I preach where I think I do.
Are they claiming that you are dictatorial, that you make up your own mind and move ahead without considering their thoughts?
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think it's more, I mean, Doug is interesting because I've gotten to know him and I feel like I know him pretty well because he also has a lot of the same characteristics that my dad has. So I feel like I understand how Doug thinks. But I think a lot of people can misunderstand what he's saying because he is a powerful communicator. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing of successful leaders. When you are a powerful communicator, your words carry so much more weight with people that you really have to be careful.
Is that being a powerful communicator?
How you present yourself.
Is that being a powerful communicator or being a bully?
It can be both. One day it can be perceived one way and properly so, and the next day it can be perceived the same way but improperly so, or it can be perceived the other way. It all depends on the individual circumstance. It's really marvelous people. Here's a tip about good decision making. Let's get back to that original question.
Mm-hmm.
Really marvelous people are usually the last person in a room to speak.
Ah.
Okay? And there's a number of
reasons.
One is they're gathering information, not only because others are giving them information about the subject at hand, but they're also gathering information about the perspective of each individual. And here's another trait of really marvelous people. They're great listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Doug, here you are on the radio and you have guests, and Jennifer, the two of you are constantly listening to each other in order to play off of each other and your guests. You learn that in the anchor chair. I did, and most people don't do it. There's a great joke. I can't remember which actress or which writer. We don't listen anymore. We wait to speak.
Exactly.
And listening is a real skill, and it's not taught. We teach people, children algebra, but we don't teach them how to stop and listen. And really marvelous people, Andy Grove, again, back to him, but others, Steve Case, co-founder of AOL, they say it's absorption. It's more than listening. It's a visceral, multi-sense skill in terms of gathering information about people.
Okay. So not a pardon for the personal sort of insight here, but I think it does help when you're telling stories to bring people's personal experiences. I'm learning a lot about you, for example. I learned a lot about you before I even met you because you're connected to Jay.
Right.
And so that tells me something about you right away. And I'm connected to Jay, so that tells you something about me right away. Now, moving beyond that to a feeling of wanting to get the most out of people. I'm on several boards of directors and trustees and stuff. And often people wait. And I heard what you just said, so I'm now thinking to myself, okay, what's wrong with this picture? People wait for me to start conversations because they, A, either don't know how to start them, or they don't dare ask the question or say what they're thinking. They'll leave that to me because I'll say what they're thinking. And now it sounds to me like that's not a good way, but I put myself in the position of thinking, okay, how do these meetings go? How do we get as much information and as much conversation and agreement on issues, genuine agreement, if we don't discuss everything? And some people are just afraid to, it's all fear-based stuff. I'm not, but I'm thinking maybe I ought not to be the first person to throw my ball onto the field.
Well, I think very often if it's a big decision, and particularly if you're in a leadership role, no, you shouldn't be the first person to speak, because you really do want to know what others are thinking. You want to make sure that you've got as much perspective. Here's another trait of marvelous people, one of the marvelous traits, and it helps make them realistic, is that they are egalitarian by nature. So they don't put people on pedestals. They don't grind others under their heels. They see the spirit, the value of every human being, and see, therefore it makes them better listeners.
I'm thinking that Steve Jobs was one of those people, given the fact that he accomplished as much as he did. You don't accomplish stuff like he did and others like him in a vacuum. No way, Jose. Donald Vandermark is with us. Check out his website, donaldvandermark.com. It's as you would expect to spell, Donald Van, D-E-M-A-R-K, all one word, donaldvandermark.com. We're talking about the traits of people who have a good life. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. A new app from Sprint is giving parents a little more peace of mind when their teenagers get behind the wheel. The Sprint Drive First app is a groundbreaking new tool to help prevent distracted driving, as it automatically locks a mobile phone when a car is moving at more than 10 miles an hour, sends calls directly to voicemail, and silences distracting email or text alerts. Here's Mark Yarkowski of Sprint with more.
The Sprint Drive First app is taking big steps in the prevention of distracted driving, especially among teens. It uses GPS and cell tower triangulation to gauge the speed of the car. And shortly after the car exceeds 10 miles per hour, it disables your teen's phone's functionality, including calling, emails, and texts. Of course, emergency phone calls can always be made. Parents have the choice of programming up to 5 numbers that will always ring through.
To learn more or to download the Sprint Drive First app, visit sprint.com/drivefirst.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? We're talking about your vacation bucket list. Bucket list travel doesn't have to break the bank either. International travel expert and author Lee Woodruff says you can really have an affordable trip soon, thanks to the shoulder season.
Shoulder season is the sweet spot right now after the high season, when rates are lowered to attract visitors. Here's one way you can take advantage. Right now, Expedia is celebrating its 15th anniversary with 40% off of thousands of hotels worldwide. Plus, as part of that promotion, you can have a chance to enter their Search for the Million Point Suitcases contest on the Expedia Facebook page, where 15 million Expedia Rewards loyalty points will be given away to Facebook fans through an online scavenger hunt. Free dream trips are up for grabs, such as a 2-week stay in a 5-star Paris hotel.
Lee also says the key to this deal is to book between today and October 17, 2011, with travel scheduled by the end of the year. For more information, visit Expedia.com.
possibilities on the radio, 14 before the hour. A few more minutes with Donald Vandermark, author of The Good Among the Great. We were talking about traits. We get into nuance. Most people, it seems to me, Donald, and I wonder about you personally, will take these things very personally if they are to do any good or if they have the ability to think them through. That is, if they register or ring a bell.
Yes, I think, you have to. This is a book about personality. This is yes, it impacts your achievement. And of course it will impact the direction of your life, the trajectory of your life. But this is really about who you are. Mm. And, you know, this goes back to some of the great philosophers of all time, including the great American philosopher William James, who's really my favorite. And he said, man or woman, but man need but obey himself. He who will rest, I love that word, rest in this. He who will rest in who he is, in what he is, will be part of destiny. So this is a book about really finding yourself, understanding yourself, understanding the personalities of the best people on the planet, and then becoming more like them. And if you become more like them, you'll become more like yourself, and you will be part of something much bigger. Mm. So this is a very personal subject, a very personal quest, a very personal book.
And as a result, people take it, maybe they take one person instead of one idea and go through. You have some famous people that you profile in here, Charles Schwab. I think he's an interesting guy because, you've talked to some actresses and people who are creators,
yeah,
generally speaking. And I think about Schwab and his most recent public entree into the Warren Buffett let's pay more taxes conversation, when the two of them, who have regard and respect for each other but don't agree obviously in this area, they both are examples, it seems to me, of people that you could find these traits in that you're describing, but they don't agree. I mean, on the surface in this area, but I would guess that they wouldn't agree. Just because you're in the list, that doesn't mean you have to all think the same way, is the point.
Oh, absolutely not. And they all think very differently. That's the fun part. They all, really marvelous people, when you, on the surface, they look like the rest of us. You know, they're walking around in suits and dresses and, you know, wearing makeup if they're women. And they look average because they want to melt into the crowd. They don't want to upset.
Mm-hmm.
But if you scratch the surface, they're often a little bit, they come across as a little bit eccentric. They're very much individuals. Buffett says of Munger, his partner, he says, Munger marches to music that's all his own. And in fact, that no one else seems to hear.
Yeah. Munger, by the way, for those of you who don't know, and he's not well known because he's the second guy. He's kind of like the guy that wore the skirt around J. Edgar Hoover, although I'm not suggesting that's what he does. Munger is the guy who advises Buffett on where to go, and he is pretty much never wrong. For example, he's pushed very quietly behind the scenes Buffett into water because that's the next thing that's going to become an issue. And I find him to be a fascinating guy in and of himself. So maybe these people surround themselves with people who are like them,
yes,
and that helps them make the success even easier. Donald, thank you. DonaldVandermark.com. The book is called The Good Among the Great, 19 Traits of the Most Admirable, Creative, and Joyous People. We have learned a great deal. Perhaps what I will do, I think because you and Jay Kumar, who's here a lot, are connected, we ought to have the two of you on together. That would be a stimulating conversation. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, thank you for being here on Good Day. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities.
be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Mandatory listening, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mm-hmm. Check all the things out that we have for you there at DougSteffen.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He was responsible for so much that is now part of our lives, leaving behind quite a legacy. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was some time ago that Steve Jobs announced he was ill, that he was battling pancreatic cancer. Even so, his death at the age of 56 shook many of us. Jobs, of course, is widely credited with pushing design concepts and devices that led to the ultra-popular iPod and iPhone family of devices. Speaking of which, it seems as if the iPhone has been around for, what, 15, 20 years? When, in fact, Jobs launched the device in 2007.
And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
In an interview done a few years back, Microsoft founder Bill Gates praised Steve Jobs for what he had accomplished.
You know, Apple literally was failing when Steve went back and reinfused the innovation and risk-taking that have been phenomenal. So the industry's benefited immensely from his work.
As for Jobs himself, so many people are now reviewing the things he has said in years past, such as this excerpt from the commencement address he delivered at Stanford University in 2005, telling the graduates to never give up on their dreams of what they truly want to do.
If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on.
Steve Jobs had only recently resigned as CEO of Apple, handing control in August to current chief executive Tim Cook. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We, the real people, got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday for Fall Car Care Month, the best time to save big on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. And save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, automotive batteries from $49.98. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center.
Sale ends 10-8, rebate 10-12-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit gain for the Dow yesterday, up 131 points to 10,940. Solid gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil prices jumped over $4 a barrel, finishing at $79.68. The Occupy Wall Street movement in New York City continues today. This will be the 20th day of demonstrations. Thousands of protesters marched through the streets of Manhattan yesterday with a turnout that included labor unions and a diverse mix of workers, students, and angry citizens railing against corporate greed, delivering what message?
That Wall Street hasn't been accountable in this whole financial crisis, and they really need to be brought to justice for everybody.
This woman from New Jersey said she's attending her first ever protest rally, and she's in her mid-60s.
It's a terrifically diverse group, and that's the joy of this event.
The demonstrators call themselves the 99% of America, demanding that the wealthiest 1% pay its fair share. The Occupy Wall Street effort has moved to other cities, including Washington, D.C. and L.A. Philadelphia and Portland, Oregon will be joining the effort today. One day after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced he's definitely not running for president, we get the same announcement from former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. She made the announcement with a letter issued yesterday to supporters that said, after much prayer and serious consideration, that she has decided she will not be seeking the GOP nomination for president. And finally, we return to New York City, a wonderful place, but one that can show a lack of etiquette at times. And that brings us to Jason Chilowitz, a one-man operation known as the Metropolitan Etiquette Authority. He has hung about 80 signs around Manhattan, signs reminding people to pick up their cigarette butts or telling people to pull up their pants because no one wants to see their underwear. And here's a really good one, a sign that says, pay attention while walking. Your Facebook status update can wait. So, are these signs having an impact, Jason?
The only impact that I'm seeing that I think will be lasting is just that people are smiling, enjoying them overall, which if that's what I leave behind with this project, that's good enough for me.
And the reaction from city officials, do they have a problem with putting these signs up?
They'd be lucky if they even saw one. It's not enough to cause a problem. If there were thousands, I'm sure they'd be coming after me, but it's so few and a lot of them I've noticed have already gotten stolen.
There you go. Signs reminding New Yorkers about proper etiquette are being put up and stolen, which, by the way, is bad etiquette. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
With